I'm John DiLiberto, and coming up, we go back to the earliest days of the New Age with Douglas McGowan. You don't know him, but he's unearthed some great music from the days when New Age music was born. He has it in a couple of really nice collections. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Eric Scott's new album, In the Company of Clouds. You can hear a track from it in the background. Eric used to play bass in bands like Alice Cooper, Flo and Eddie, and Sonia Dada, but for the last few years, he's been making great instrumental albums centered on his melodic bass lines. On In the Company of Clouds, he travels into ambient Americana with pedal steel that's more Pink Floyd than country. And Jeff Pierce drops some ambient guitar in there as well. It's our December CD of the month for a reason. You can get Eric Scott's In the Company of Clouds at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. And now, get ready for our interview. I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes. New Age music has gotten a bad rap over the last quarter century. After peaking commercially in the late 1980s, the term has become critical code for crap in certain circles. But New Age has its roots in avant-garde, early electronic, and progressive rock music. It didn't even begin as a commercial enterprise, but as an independent expression. Most of the early music was self-released on tiny labels, and the sound was not all sweet melodies and calm reflections, but deep interior explorations. Douglas McGowan and the Lights in the Attic label have released two anthologies that highlight the genesis of the New Age. I talk with Douglas McGowan about legitimizing New Age music. Born in 1975, Douglas McGowan came of age during the days of the New Wave and MTV, and he thought New Age music, which reached a commercial peak in the mid-1980s, was schlock.
My preconception was the same as probably most people, which is that it was bad music for people who were not playing with a full deck. I thought it was wallpaper music. I thought it was cheesy and soulless, and for the most part, you know, I think most of it is.
Yet he has released two New Age anthologies, I Am the Center, private issue New Age Music in America, 1950 to 1990, and a follow-up, The Microcosm, the visionary music of continental Europe, 1970 to 1986.
I quickly learned that there was a sort of a secret history.
According to Douglas, he discovered the delights of New Age music without knowing it was New Age music.
I was a record collector all through the 90s, and by the time somebody sort of alerted me to the notion of collecting New Age records, I realized that I already had accumulated a few. Jordan De La Sierra, Peter Davison, Emerald Webb, and I just hadn't really thought of them as anything except, you know, electronic or new music albums.
So he started collecting obscure recordings, often just released on cassette, by artists like Gail Lawton, Yassos, Joel Andrews, and Peter Davison. Much of this music was far more experimental and even avant-garde than many would give New Age music credit for, exploring worlds of sound, structure, and texture that echoed artists like Morton Feldman and Karlheinz Stockhausen, as well as Eastern music and minimalism. Douglas McGowan says it all emerged from psychedelic culture.
So many of these artists on these collections have told me that acid and mushrooms and psychedelics were part of their musical education. I mean, it was something that had a permanent influence on who they are and how they see the world, and to deny that would be to miss part of the point of all this, which is that there's a whole psychedelic reality, and great art reflects that, I think.
Most of the artists on I Am the Center are fairly obscure, but musicians on the microcosm include leading figures like established New Age artist Deuter, Werner Herzog soundtrack composers Popol Vuh, and Rodelius, founder of Cluster and Harmonia. But the biggest artist by far is Vangelis. He leads off the album, but with a very obscure track that came out years before Chariots of Fire or Blade Runner, and it's quite a bit different. It's a soundtrack from a 1970 documentary film called L'Apocalypse des Animaux.
With Vangelis, that along with Opera Sauvage seem like his, those are his two really New Agey albums that I'm aware of. And I had to go with that track because that one seemed to me to have been massively influential on American New Age music.
Douglas McGowan feels that true New Age music isn't Windham Hill and Yanni.
I don't get into music that makes me blush or feel embarrassed if somebody else walks in the room. And I think that a lot of Windham Hill stuff is just, there's only one word for it, which is cheesy. And I'm not into cheesy. And I think a lot of people, even maybe most people, would think that the stuff on I Am the Center and the microcosm can be very cheesy. But to me, I think of it as great psychedelic music.
Becomes a bit resentful when you bring up ambient music. He feels like New Age has been usurped by that movement, creating an artificial split.
You know, it's sort of like on one side you had Stephen Halpert and Yassos, and on the other side you had Brian Eno, and it was like these different, you know, sects of the same church, you know, diverging at some point in the 70s.
Douglas McGowan says he's trying to reclaim the honor of New Age music, reinventing that name as something positive, a badge of honor.
I actually do feel exactly like that's what it is reclaiming a term and turning an insult into a point of pride. It's linguistic judo.
But the truth is, many artists still don't want to be associated with New Age, which is one of the reasons that the microcosm was subtitled Visionary Music of Continental Europe rather than New Age Music.
Several of the artists on the collection would not agree to be on a New Age collection. I also felt that New Age is sort of an American phenomenon, and that it was okay to not try to brand it as New Age.
It should be noted that Douglas McGowan isn't just a New Age music zealot. His label, Yoga Music, and the Numero Uno group specialize in unearthing obscure music in all genres. And as big a New Age booster as he might seem, he doesn't want to be stuck there.
I'm ambivalent about having kind of turned into the New Age guy because it's just a one part of my listening repertoire. It's weird to get pigeonholed, and especially in such a musical ghetto as New Age.
You can explore Douglas McGowan's New Age Ghetto on the collections I Am the Center, Private Issue New Age Music in America, 1950 to 1990, and The Microcosm, Visionary Music of Continental Europe, 1970 to 1986, both released on Lights in the Attic Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Android apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.